Did you know that this show is 100% listener sponsored? If you would like to help sponsor the show and become a vital part in producing it, please consider joining Hero Hero or Patreon.
What's the difference between those, you might ask yourself? Let me tell you. Patreon is your more classic experience. There's levels. You can join at $1, $2, all the way up to $35. You get different stuff, right? Mm-hmm. But if you want to join Hero Hero, everyone pays the same amount. Everyone gets the exact same thing. $8 a month locked in for life. So even if we raise it, you're not going to pay more than $8. And the difference between Hero Hero and Patreon is that with Patreon, you get merch. With Hero Hero, you don't, but you get all the stuff we offer you.
Yes.
Like what, Dennis?
Well, you get our monthly vlog called The Lost Tapes, where we go around and visit different places and have different experiences together. You get ad-free episodes of The Check-In. You get Checking In With, our bonus podcast, where we interview different people. There's hours and hours and hours of content. You also get movie commentary once a month, and there's like 10 of them up there now.
Yeah. My favorite thing, and I think the thing that you are getting the most value from, is the live shows.
Yo.
We record this podcast live twice a month, and we do it with a live chat. We sit and talk to our live chat for much longer than we probably should.
Yes.
It takes us 2 to 3 hours to record an episode, and you see how long these episodes are. They're not 2 to 3 hours.
No.
We have so much fun. It's a community. We all talk to each other, and it really is such a high value piece of this whole project.
Yes. So if you're interested, go to patreon.com/Dennis Callow, my name, our Patreon, or herohero.co/Bethany Watson and Dennis Callow, and join today and help support the show. That's patreon.com/Dennis Callow or herohero.co/Bethany Watson and Dennis Callow. Consider joining today, won't you?
Links are in the show notes if that seems like a mouthful.
Bethany, before we get into our show, I want you to drop that new bop.
2, 3, 4!
Everyone, so we're doing things a little differently this episode.
It's a little loose.
My name is Dennis Callow.
My name is Bethany Watson.
And if you're new here, we check in with each other twice a month because we live together, we work together. You heard the new theme song,
yeah.
So you know what this show's about. But without being too much of a downer, this show is not a downer.
No,
not at all. This is, as someone in our live chat named Jess, our lovely, faithful Jess, who runs our Facebook group,
yeah,
mentioned this. This is group therapy.
Yes.
We lost our beloved cat, Minerva, last week.
And if this is your first time listening to us, you may...
Go back and listen to another episode.
No. This is going to be good. You'll get to know us very well. But you might be wondering, why are they devoting an entire podcast episode to a cat? As much as everyone loves their pets, I don't know this person's cat. Well, here's the deal. Minerva was an active part of the show.
The live show, specifically.
We talked about her all the time. She would show up for the live streams. Like we posted pictures of her in Patreon and Hero Hero. So she's such a big part of this community. And when she passed away, so many people were really sort of thrown by it because she was such a huge part of this. So it's not going to be sad. We're going to talk about how we healed, and maybe you can pick up some tips on how to process grief. But we're going to make it fun and entertaining.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about how we got through it as a couple. Mm-hmm. I do want to mention one quick thing up top.
Yeah.
We have rebranded a bit. There's a new theme song. Mm-hmm. We have new artwork. And yeah, we're sort of doing new things with this podcast to keep it fresh and to make it more ours.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
So you'll be seeing some changes throughout 2024.
Yeah.
Good, positive changes.
Totally. We wanted it to look more like what this podcast is.
Yeah.
Considering we titled it The Check-In, which is the title of like 75 other podcasts out there, we figured we should probably make it clear that it's like two people on it who are a couple instead of like arrows.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
And I did write the theme song. Bethany and I wrote the lyrics together, and yeah. I did perform it. So that's yeah. me singing at the beginning of every episode. Now.
I felt it was important that everyone know that we do wear the same size clothes.
Yeah, that was really funny.
Because we often like give clothes back and forth to each other. You've given me You've given me full suits.
Yes.
That fit me perfectly.
And I've taken them back.
Yeah, and then I give them back to you because I don't always wear them.
I know, it's great.
You gave me a tux.
Yep. And I took it back.
You took it back.
Yeah, I got that in cans.
Imagine.
Cons.
Con.
How do you say it?
Con.
I say cans.
The Cannes Film Festival. Cans is what you get your soup in.
Okay. Well, let's talk about our cat.
Yeah.
So for those of you who knew Minerva, I want to go over what exactly happened.
Yes.
Because we did get a couple of comments when we posted publicly. People were like, what the fuck? I thought she just had anemia.
Well, yeah.
So I'm going to walk everyone through what happened that day. I was here editing with a client, mm-hmm. and we had noticed that Bethany, oh my God, we had noticed that Minerva had not been the same for about a month.
Yep.
Since the last like ER visit, and if you go back some episodes and you're new and you don't know the Minerva drama, she's been back and forth to the vet for heart problems. She's mm-hmm. she had a hypercardia, what is it?
Hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So basically the walls of her heart were too thick.
Right.
So not enough blood was able to get into the actual chambers of her heart.
Yep.
And so that's why she was on beta blockers to try and slow the heartbeat down to allow more blood to get into each individual vessel. So anyway.
So with chambers, that, rather. Yeah. So with that pre-existing condition, we always had to bring her in for like ultrasounds and whatnot. And apparently she was doing fine.
Yeah. She was doing great.
You know, her blood work was always great. We thought she was doing great.
Yeah.
And there had been a period where she was throwing up a lot. We even talked about it like online. Mm-hmm. We were like, she's been throwing up a lot. And that got my hackles up a little bit. Like I was like, it's a little too much throwing up.
Yeah.
And so when she went to the ER for the last time, she threw up like 5 or 6 times in a row.
Yep.
And they said she had appendicitis. So we were like, oh, okay. Great. And we brought her into the vet and they were like, she's probably fine. Don't worry about it. From that day forward, she started to become a different cat.
And like this was, she was the most playful little jerk.
Yep.
She loved to play. All she wanted to do was play. She was your friend that was down for anything. This is the friend you have where it can be 2 a.m. and they're fast asleep and you're like, hey, I'm outside. You want to go rage? And they'll be like, yeah. That was Minerva.
And to strangers too.
Totally.
She was just like, it was strangers. She was just like, hi.
Hi. Come home.
And so she would, every morning, and this is on my Instagram page, I was destroyed because every morning she would greet me by rolling on her back, which is a very ragdoll thing, and rubbing door handles or door frames or whatever, rubbing my leg and jumping in the tub.
She was so happy you were awake.
She completely stopped doing that and was just spending all of her time in the basement. Yeah. And I think both of us were in a bit of denial.
We both knew and we both
didn't want to face
it. Well, because also, if you're a bit of a helicopter parent, you know that you maybe worry too much.
Too much, yeah.
And so we were constantly bringing her into the vet.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? She has an appointment to get her heart checked. Every 9 months she has this appointment.
Right.
She has it on Wednesday. So let's wait. I'm sure it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this is the one time that I thought, you know what? Let's just wait and see how she is because I'm sure she's fine because every other time she's been fine.
Yeah. And so I'm not even thinking about it. I'm with my client. We're editing the music video. It was going great. Everything's great. And the client leaves. We finish. And then I get a call from you saying,
she's profoundly anemic.
And I was like, what?
Yeah. So the we had brought her in early because something was wrong. It was Monday. Yeah. And they ran her blood and she did not fight the blood draw. And that's when
weird.
I knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
And also she was a pound lighter than she had been like a month
earlier. In a month she lost a pound.
Yeah. So everyone at the vet.
Which is a lot for a cat.
So much. Yeah. They were all, when they said, you know, they told us which emergency vet to go to. And everyone was like hugging me. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking, why are you guys hugging me? She's just anemic. Like, why are you all so sad? I'm sure she's going to be fine, right? And they were all like, yes, I'm sure it's nothing. Oh, and because they all knew her, she was there like every week.
Yeah.
So I texted Dennis and I was like, I'm picking you up and we're going to the ER. And when I say we went to the most amazing pet emergency room, are you comfortable with me shouting them out?
Please, yeah.
So it's Newtown Veterinary Services, I think.
Yeah.
In Newtown, Connecticut.
Yeah.
If you are anywhere near there and you ever need to bring your pet to an ER,
go there.
There.
They are the most compassionate, beautiful, wonderful people.
Unbelievable. Yeah. We got a card in the mail today from
everyone
who
signed
works there.
By everyone.
And two or three people wrote paragraphs. Minerva had been in there for a few hours and they were like, we fell in love with her. She was amazing. My heart broke when I heard that she passed. Like, just the most amazing.
That's how amazing that Minerva was.
Yeah.
Is that she would make an instant impression on you.
Yeah, totally.
That she, even people who didn't like cats were like, she's a funny one, isn't
she? She's funny.
And yeah, she made a lasting impression on everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
So what ultimately ended up happening is that they took her back and they were like, we're going to do some tests. We're going to do an ultrasound to see what her, you know, organs look like. We're going to try to rehydrate her because of the anemia.
They did do the ultrasound. They saw something. They were like, we can get her levels back up, but something is in her stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and they were like, it looks like lymphoma. And that clicked for me.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's why she's been throwing up so much. Like, that's a symptom in cats of lymphoma.
And it came out of the blue. So they said to go home.
Yeah.
There were going to be people there around the clock watching her, taking care of her. Mm-hmm. So we went to say goodnight, you know, and we went home.
Cried all the way home.
And the vet had said, this is not the last time you're going to hear from me tonight. So expect a phone call. So we got home. You know, we were sort of trying to do our thing.
Crying my fucking eyes out. Yep. I'm like, maybe she'll be okay.
Yeah, totally.
Maybe it's not lymphoma. Maybe they'll aspirate it. They'll find out it's not lymphoma. She's fine.
Yep.
It was appendicitis. Maybe it's just a fucking like thing.
Yep.
Everything's fine. It's
fine.
I was in complete denial. I got an Impossible Whopper. I'm crying into my Impossible Whopper. Yeah. We also got cupcakes.
Yeah, we went and ate our feelings. We met the nicest man at the Stop and Shop.
So many feelings.
Stop and Shop bakery. Uh-huh. We're just like, I'm sobbing into a cheesecake as I buy it. And he's like, you okay? And we told him, he was like, I am so sorry.
Yeah.
I have a cat. I'm going to hug my cat. So we keep not hearing back from the vet. So I finally called the ER.
Yeah.
And the vet said, look, we cannot rehydrate her because her heart will probably explode.
Yep.
So
she was in heart failure.
Yeah. She basically said, we think she's in heart failure. Yep. So we made the call. We went back and we were like, we're going to, you know, make her not suffer anymore. We're going to put her down. And this tiny one-eyed asshole.
This piece of fucking shit.
I'm so glad she acted this way because it made it so much better, because it was very clear she was not suffering in any way at all.
No.
So
she was holding court back there. They said she was playing. She was like loving the attention.
Loved it. So I picked her up to like say goodbye and I love her and thank you for everything. And the second I pick her up, she pushes me away and starts looking up to see how much higher in the room she can climb. Because even at the end, she's like, I don't need you.
Yeah.
Fuck you, mom.
Yeah.
I want to go high.
Yeah.
And you tried to hold her.
I tried to hold her. She did the same thing to me. I was like, you motherfucker, you're about to leave this planet. You're about to leave this earth. Yeah. And she was like pushing my face like she always did. And she's like, baby.
I should places to go.
Places to go. And, you know, eventually she calmed down and the vet came in and Minerva passed away peacefully in my arms. You let me hold her.
Of course. She was your cat.
You were through the tears. You said, I adopt her, and he gets her. It's his cat. How fucked up is that?
I didn't tell you the most messed up thing.
What?
So you were holding her, which meant that you could not see her face.
Yeah.
So this girl, if you don't know what she looks like,
she's one eye.
She got one eye. Yeah. Her mouth is in a permanent snarl.
Yeah.
So she always looks like she's like
mad
at you.
Yeah.
So the vet is like, you know, we're going to, you know, sedate her and then we'll give her the drug and she's just going to fall asleep. Her eye may not close. First of all, I thought to myself, this vet has done this so many times, uh-huh. and yet she remembered Minerva only has one eye.
Yeah,
how many times has she had to say their eyes won't close, but she remembered to say one? So Minerva passes. It's so peaceful.
Her eyes stayed
fine.
Open, right?
I was looking right at her face, this little gremlin. And when she passed away, she was looking right at me and her eyes stayed open. Dennis, you're weeping. So I didn't want to say anything. So
I
did the thing.
Crushed.
Yeah. So I did, of course, as was I. You know the thing they do in movies when they find a body, they put their hand over it and their thumb gently closes the eye.
Right, yeah.
So I do that to her. I gently close her eye because that's what the movies taught us to do.
Yeah.
Her, I've never felt an eyelid
that
was more rubber bandy in my life.
It just popped back up.
I pull
up,
her eyelid down and it opens and she's still looking at me. And I'm like,
you fucking piece of shit.
Well, she's not going to close her eyes. So she had the best end of any of us.
God,
we should all be so lucky to just get to go to bed, to get like that real good,
I
like lorazepam type medication.
Yeah, just put me out.
Oh, when I had my nervous breakdown, I turned 25, had a nervous breakdown. They put me on lorazepam. That was the best weekend of my life.
I know, you told me that.
Yeah, because I had my nervous breakdown over Christmas, you see. And if you do that, they have to get you through Christmas, right?
Listen,
especially if it lands on a weekend.
Uh-huh.
Plan your breakdown right, gentle listener. If Christmas falls on a weekend, that's when you have
your
nervous
breakdown.
That's when you do it. Because they got to give you something good to get you through the weekend until they can find an inpatient facility to put you in. So they give you lorazepam.
Uh-huh.
Don't do drugs. But if your doctor thinks you need it to get through Christmas, say yes, please. You may find yourself wandering in a Target and not knowing how you got there, but you're going to have a good time.
You may find yourself
in a
lorazepam high. You may find yourself in a Target.
This is not
my... That
was
the worst David Byrne impression.
Oh, man.
So lorazepam, that's what this show is sponsored by tonight. Lorazepam.
Oh, I wish. God, I wish. So anyway.
Yeah, so obviously... That is what happened. I hope that clears up everyone who had questions. We were just as like sideswiped as you were. And when we announced it, people were like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. But I am actually, I'm grateful it happened that way because what we were originally thinking was going to happen is we would go home that night and the next day we would come to put her down.
Right.
And so sleeping through the night knowing what's coming is awful. I would rather be sideswiped the way we were and just like have to deal with it instead of dreading. Oh, just so sad.
The dread is the worst part. You know, you sort of like, I mean, anyone out there who's gone through it, you know, it feels almost like not better, but it feels a little bit better when you don't have to like lose sleep and you know what you got to do.
Yep.
And I sort of knew that was going to happen.
I didn't.
Oh.
But no, but it's okay. And, you know, I think one of the reasons that we wanted to devote an entire episode to this is we handled it, both of us, very, very differently than
totally.
We've handled this kind of thing in the past.
Yeah.
And you and I, as a couple, have handled a cat death before. So this is very different.
So let me just preface that with all of my fucking cats. Every last one of them died in the weirdest, craziest, most tragic way.
Far too early.
Far too early.
Samesies.
Same for you.
Three.
And I'm like, we can't get another cat. It's a death wish for them.
You know what? You know when like everyone can have one crazy ex, but if you have multiple, you're the problem.
Yep, yep.
I've had three cats.
Yep.
Oliver died from a random, he had a blockage in his tummy.
Yep.
And then he randomly aspirated when they tried to take it out. He died at 7.
Yep.
Loki.
Yep.
Suddenly, what was with Loki? He stopped breathing. He had fluid in his lungs.
Loki had fluid in his lungs because his heart was the size of a grapefruit.
So he died at 5.
5.
Minerva was 7.
8.
8.
Yeah.
What about people's cats live to 20?
Oh my God. Well, let me go in descending order. The last cat that I got, Bella.
Bella.
That was the one that sent me. Remember, I keep saying I just got out of debt?
Mm-hmm.
She was one of the reasons why I was in so much debt. I spent over 10 grand on that cat. Over 10 grand I went into debt
because
she had something in her nose, and I found pictures. I was scanning. I was looking at all my 35 millimeter scans. I found pictures of her. She had a rare bacteria in her nose that had to get diagnosed by Oxford scientists.
Why doesn't anyone yes. else know about this?
Yes. By Oxford scientists. It was absolutely insane. It would send to like the highest level of bacteria. That's what cost the most money. It was like $7,000 to get that test.
Was this in London?
I don't know. It was in Oxford, the one in America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Isn't there an Oxford in America?
I don't know.
It was one of those fancy hoity-toities, whatever.
I went to the University of Minnesota. I was a theater major.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
A. So anyway, so she had that. That was crazy. It was like a once-in-a-lifetime thing that a cat would get.
Jeez.
Jester, the cat that was her brother, who was a fucking asshole, but I loved him.
Yeah.
He died from he just started throwing up. And we did every test possible. He was another one. $5,000 worth of debt.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
So I was just swimming in cat death debt.
Totally.
And so before that, I had Manface.
Mm-hmm.
Manface, one day, I look at him. I'm like, you don't look good. He just died.
He just died.
He fucking died.
How
they
old
were like,
he?
Oh, he has like kidney failure. I was like, what? What the fuck?
Why are
I was
cats
like,
so
he was
fragile?
Dying, like last week. And those were my dead cats.
How old were they? Do you remember?
Oh, and then I had Mo. Mo, I had for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Because he had FIV.
Oh, gosh.
Died 2 weeks in my arms. Horrible.
So between the two of us, we have 7
yeah
cats that didn't
we are
nope.
no
do, no
guys hey nope. Don't suggest we get a cat
no
because it's death wish for
they'll
them
die. They
maybe
will
it's,
die
maybe the universe is telling us we're dog people.
I think we shouldn't have animals.
I don't think we should have animals. We're like black widows.
So now we are throwing all of our untapped parental instincts
yes.
towards the crows. And they are starting to come.
Yes, the crows, they come.
So that's...
We have a murder.
Oh, my God. It's been... Yeah, we're not allowed to have pets anymore.
So now... You know, Bethany, Mother's Day is coming up.
Oh, it's around the corner.
And sometimes you just don't know what to get, dear old mom.
You have known her your whole life,
mm-hmm.
and you got her everything you could think of.
Everything possible.
And now she's always like, I don't want any. You don't have to give me anything. And you know that's a lie.
Because she'll hold it over your head that you didn't get her anything.
Forever. We're going to save your life.
Yeah, because you know what? I bet you have a bunch of photos of you and your mom, or your mom solo, or your mom doing things. Maybe she's taking a trip. Maybe she's taking the dog for a walk. Maybe she's cooking something. I don't know. That's pretty sexist, isn't it?
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. So take those pictures of your mom. And make something special out of them that you can give her and that she can have a fun time putting together. And that is a puzzle.
PuzzleU.com lets you make personalized custom puzzles. You can make them in sizes that come anywhere from 48 pieces, so maybe for like a smaller kid,
mm-hmm.
all the way up to 2,000 pieces. And this is my favorite part. They have 1,000-piece puzzles, which is their most popular size.
Yes.
You can get a 32-inch puzzle. You can get their new double extra large 45-inch puzzle. Or... This is my favorite.
Yes.
They have something called Smart Sorted. Mm. This is a cleverly pre-sorted puzzle. So let's say you and your whole family are getting together. You order one of these with your mom's picture on it. Then you get 40 boxes that each has 25 pieces of the puzzle in that box.
That's so fun.
You each put together your own section and then you come together
mm-hmm.
and put together the larger puzzle. This is awesome for family gatherings. This is awesome for birthday parties, bridal showers. You have it at your wedding.
Yeah.
Each table can get their own puzzle at your wedding and put it together, and it's all pictures of you.
That's actually a really good idea.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah, and designing is quick and easy with PuzzleU's free design tool. You pick a puzzle size. You upload 1 to 65 photos. Then you choose from dozens of great templates. You customize the box too. And most puzzles arrive in about a week or less. Also, they do have express shipping. So
yes.
If your mom's impatient,
yeah.
just, you know, do the express.
Faster that way.
Yes.
Here's what's coming up. You have to deal with Mother's Day. Then you have Father's Day. Get these both handled now.
Because
yes. you're going to remember Mother's Day, but you're absolutely going to forget Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're going to look like a jerk because you forgot Dad.
Right.
People are graduating soon. Graduation mm-hmm. gifts are so hard.
You know what? My nephew's birthday just came up. He loves puzzles. I gave him a bunch of my puzzles that were my photography.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Speaking of your photography, Dennis.
Yes.
If you don't have the perfect photo,
mm-hmm.
PuzzleU.com has photos that you can use, including
yes.
exclusive photos that Dennis has taken that are only available on PuzzleU.com. Go to artists and then Dennis Callow. So create your custom photo puzzle at puzzleu.com today.
Want to get 25% off? Use the code THECHECKIN25 during checkout at puzzleu.com, valid through April 2024.
Again, use the code THECHECKIN25, no spaces, 2 and 5 are the numbers, at checkout to get 25% off at puzzleu.com. Puzzleu.com, THECHECKIN25 to get 25% off.
Go do it. Get your mom a present, you monster. Leading into what you were saying before.
Yeah.
About how we handled this.
I'm really proud of us. And gentle listener, I don't know. I think this could be helpful.
Yeah.
Maybe it will be helpful to you. When Loki passed away, you and I did not live together.
No.
I cried, but I didn't want it to hurt any more than it possibly had to. So I wouldn't look at pictures of him. I wouldn't think about him. I would like sob. And then when the crying ended, I would like take a Xanax and go to bed.
You weren't
allowed to talk about
him.
You weren't allowed to show me pictures of him. Mm-hmm. If I even glimpsed a picture of him in my phone, I would break down. Like, I was absolutely trying to avoid dealing with it because I thought that feeling all of the pain would absolutely kill me.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would come back from that level of sadness.
No, it was wild.
Yeah.
How you were like, don't fucking talk about him.
Yeah.
Don't even think about him.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, all right, okay. And this time, you were totally different.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of that had to do with we now share a home.
Yes.
And I said, if I don't get to talk about Minerva and how I'm feeling, I'm going to fucking die.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to die and you're going to have two deaths.
Totally.
And you were like, you talk about her all you want.
Mm-hmm.
And you talked about her all you want. And you felt more. I know you felt Loki's death like hard.
Yes.
And that's why you shut down.
Because I was in denial that my second cat.
I know.
Could die also.
Out of the blue.
When Oliver died, I was sidelined.
Yeah.
But then when the next one does too, I was like, what the hell? So that's why I was so devastated. But then at this point with Minerva, I was like, my cats just die.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, I was less in shock that it happened again.
Right.
And I think I was less afraid of feeling that pain because I knew that this happens now.
Yeah. Yeah,
so,
it happens now. And you, I'm so proud of you because as a couple, we got through this so well.
Yeah.
And like so much better than the Loki, than Loki's death. It was like, it was very healing.
Yes.
And we healed faster.
So much faster.
I'm not there yet.
I'm still devastated.
I've been real moody
and
I've been like, it's been manifesting in strange ways.
Yeah.
Like my patience is very thin.
Yeah.
I've been very like short and I'm like, God, I'm like, this is grief. Like this.
Yes.
It's stress of grief. It's like she's gone. Like everything. She's not here anymore. So it's like you start to like think about your home without her. And I think it's like this weird thing that's going on inside of me. You know?
I think that's the worst part about loss is that the stuff left behind.
Yeah.
And I think this applies to people too. Of course it does.
Oh, it's absolutely.
Like their pillow, their medicine,
like
their bathrobe. Now you're just dealing with the aftermath. And I think there's something to be said. I wonder if there's a business where you can hire people to come in and like clean that out for you.
Oh yeah.
So you don't have to necessarily face that, because I don't know if it's helpful to face it necessarily,
you know. And honestly, like, I mean, everyone handles things differently, so guys, if you think it was, what I'm about to say is cold or weird or mean, like, please don't think that, because we loved our cat so much. Like, we still love her so much. But we immediately threw everything away. Or donated. Like, we either donated or tossed like everything, because we could not sit with it.
Yeah.
And we were like, we need to get rid of this stuff. We can't. I would go into my bathroom. We shared a bathroom.
Yeah.
Minerva and I.
Yeah.
She'd take a shit while I was having a bath. I'd be having a bath. She'd be staring at me with her one eye and her sneering snarl.
Judging you.
Just judging me while shaking her ass.
Yeah.
Just taking a fucking shit.
You're going to clean this up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clean it up. And so So I couldn't go in the bathroom until we got rid of the litter box. And I'm like, why would you keep a litter box anyway? But so I was relieved that you were like, we need to get rid of everything.
Totally.
I was like, thank God you're not going to hold on to this stuff.
No. And it was this interesting line, because the first time I had a death like this, when Oliver passed away, my friend Sam, who was on an acquired taste with me years ago, Sam was with me when I put Oliver down, because it was such a surprise that she had
Bless up, Sam. She had
come to the vet with me because, you know, just to see what was up. She was there.
Yeah.
And it ended up just like turning into this death day. And so after we put him down, we came back to my apartment, and I will always be grateful to Sam for this. I was scream crying and just pointing at things and going, this has to go, sobbing. And Sam was just scrambling around the apartment, picking up his things and like throwing away the things I couldn't handle anymore. Yeah. And I was absolutely having a breakdown. And Sam was such a champ. And such
Sam Champion. Sorry, I couldn't realize.
And so with
Loki. Wow, Sam, thank you. If you're listening, thank you, Sam, on behalf of Dennis.
Yeah, we'll always be grateful.
Yeah.
But with this, I didn't want, it was interesting because this was the first time I've gone through a loss living with someone.
Yeah.
And there were times that I did not want you to feel more pain than you had to.
Yeah.
And so sometimes it was a good thing. I was able to distract myself with, I can't be sad right now because I want to take care of Dennis. And this wouldn't happen when you were around, because we made the deal that we're both going to just cry if we need to. Mm-hmm. One person doesn't have to stay strong to support the other one. We're both sad.
That was one of the sort of ultimatums that you gave me with Loki, is that there were times when I needed to cry and like really let it out. And you were like, you can't do that right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, what?
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And it was like, I need you to be strong because I'm not strong. And I'm like, yeah, but what about me? Like, and we had a whole fight about it.
Totally.
Because I was like, that's totally unfair. Like, I was like, that is not how this works. Like, I get to grieve too. And you were like, yeah, but you wanted a schedule grieving. And
I wanted,
I'm like
it to seesaw it.
Yeah, I was like, that doesn't happen. Like, sometimes we're going to be grieving at the same time.
Yeah.
And this time we were like totally grieving at once.
And I don't know where I got the idea that one person has to be strong while the other one grieves.
Yeah.
I think it's from when, like, one person is grieving something, but the other person isn't as involved. Then I think you should be strong for the person.
Right.
Like, if someone calls you, if your friend calls you and says, you know, my cat just died, and they're sobbing, you shouldn't start sobbing. You as like the detached party needs to be strong for them.
Right.
What if your therapist started crying when you were talking? Yeah. Right. You should.
Right.
So, but I conflated that with what to do.
Right. Yeah. And also, I think that, and I think that's also like from your past relationships. Like, I was very close to Loki.
Totally.
He stayed at my house. Like, we bonded. Like, I loved him. Like, he was mine too.
Totally.
So it was a totally different kind of relationship that I had with him.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So the grieving process is going to happen at the same time.
Yeah.
And yeah, like, sometimes you got to, like, be strong for the other person, but this time we were able to just completely cry, like ugly cry, like throw up cry with each other, and it felt so good because I was like, oh, now I don't feel alone.
Yes.
And you don't feel alone. And it was way better.
There is something so not wonderful, but wonderful.
Yeah.
About sobbing with someone else.
Yeah.
Like, if you're both just powerlessly sad and you can just sob together, there's something so healing and validating. Like, I can see why cultures, like, keen, you know, like, I can see why they just, like, scream and cry together. There's something about voicing that level of sadness that's just incredibly empowering in such a weird way. And even You know, there's moments when you're in the depths of despair, but a part of your brain can still sort of be outside it and perceive
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
And when you and I were on the floor sobbing together.
Midsommar style.
I was thinking of Midsommar. I was like, I totally understand.
It was 100%
why,
that.
Yeah. Why she decided yeah, to stay yeah, in the yeah, cult. Yeah, because yeah. You have people who are going to scream cry with you when you yeah. catch your boyfriend yeah. having sex with another lady.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Bethany, you're prime cult material.
I would love it. I would love it. So here's the thing I was going to say.
Yeah.
Is because you and I were both in mourning, one of the things that I found surprisingly helpful was the first couple days afterwards, you would go on your morning old lady walk.
Mm-hmm.
And we're on different morning schedules. So often we walk separately.
Yeah.
So while you were gone, I went into the bathroom. And I started vacuuming up every single tiny little bit of cat litter that had been left over.
Yeah.
And I also went around the entire house and I looked under all of the furniture
oh, wow.
to find every last toy I could
oh,
find.
Oh my God.
So that you yeah. wouldn't have to, like, out of the blue see one of her springs. And yeah. when I looked under your bathroom sink vanity yeah. thing, there was one of her springs.
Mm-hmm.
There was a bunch of litter. And then there was a fossilized Duke.
Clean it up.
And I was like,
yeah.
Do I save this no. for him?
No, you get rid of the Duke.
But like that, I found that to be helpful.
She always kicks shit everywhere. Under my fucking
totally.
Whatever oh my in my bathroom, my,
but
my
it was,
vanity.
It was a nice distraction to be like, I am going to try and take care of him
yes.
and see if there's something I can do to make this yeah. less awful for him.
Yeah.
And that was a surprisingly helpful addition, I guess, to this mourning process.
100%. 100%.
It was, it wasn't nice,
yeah.
but it was, I think, the cleanest.
It was like, clean.
Mourning
I gotta
that
say,
I've
it
had.
Was clean. It was pretty clean.
Yeah.
yeah. And
we walked through it. Like,
yeah.
we just like charged
we
through
charged
the sadness.
Through it yeah. and we cried until it hurt.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that allowing yourself that is really important and not pushing it down is really important.
Yeah.
Like, allow yourself, checkmates, allow yourself.
Yeah.
If you are feeling something, allow yourself to feel it. And I'm specifically talking also to our male checkmates.
Totally.
You can feel.
Totally.
You are allowed. You're allowed to ugly cry.
Totally.
You know, like my uncle Dennis is one of the toughest people I know.
Yeah.
And when he lost his Doberman,
ugh.
He broke down like a child,
yeah.
you know, and like, you know, he sobbed for weeks, you know, because
totally.
The dog was with him every day.
You
so just,
have to.
Yeah. Just allow yourself to feel. Mm-hmm. And I know our listeners are feelers.
Totally.
I read your fucking emails.
Big
I know
feelings.
That you've got some big feelings and you
All
let them out.
Totally.
You let them out because we have big feelings too.
Yeah.
Big feelings recognize big feelings, just like game recognizes
totally,
game, motherfucker.
Totally.
Another thing that I learned was that a house is fucked up because you gotta, because you know what? You've got to, one, go into every room that this fucking piece of shit was in and be like, God damn
God
it,
damn
this
it.
Is another spot that you were in. I had to force myself. So she spent most of the last days of her life in our basement and then in the library. And in the basement, that's where she was sitting on my workout bench.
God damn it.
And so every morning I would go down there, cry, work out, get it out on the
yeah.
weights, and then go on my walk and sob on my walk.
Yep.
And like, it was really hard. So when you live in a house, other than, it's like a little bit easier in an apartment because you're like, okay, I'm not getting like sideswiped by like, you stayed here, you were on the windowsill.
Because they
and,
were
like,
everywhere,
that was there.
Right?
Right?
Like you deal with it. Yeah.
Right. But she literally like owned this house and was in every room.
Totally.
She'd pick a different room every day and be
totally.
Like, I like this one now. And so like that was an adjustment too.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh shit, right. We have a house now.
I remember again, like now we're able to see the humor despite still being pretty devastated.
That was where I was going too. It's like, now we get to talk about the fun stuff.
Totally. So as we're like, coming home from putting her to sleep.
Yeah.
I'm sob crying, which I am very good at, by the way.
You're
I've
excellent at it. You're
had
a pro.
A lot of practice sob
You're
crying.
A pro.
Thank you, big feelings.
Big feelings.
I said to you,
yeah.
I don't want to deal with the thing where her fur is still in the vacuum. Because she's not here, but her fur still is. And like that felt like the most overwhelming thing to me. I was like, she's going to, her fucking fur. At least when a person dies, their skin isn't everywhere. You know, it's like well, with your pet.
Unless they had leprosy.
Unless.
Oh, man. Unless. Then you're just slipping on sliding all over that. Gooey
so
skin.
Gross.
That epidermis.
But like with your pet,
I know.
Their fur is everywhere.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah,
it's so everywhere. Unfair.
I know. It's super unfair. Her there was like, thank God I cleaned out the car.
Because oh my God.
That was like a weird like foresight is that I cleaned out the car because we still had litter. There was still litter in the car from the fucking road trip, from Christmas road trip. I'm like, this is disgusting. So I cleaned out the car. I wiped it down. Antibacterial stuff. And like, thank God that was done like a few days before. It was really weird. It was a few days before. But so here's now I want to kind of loosey-goosey. This is a loosey-goosey episode.
Yeah.
Okay? And I hope you're stuck with us because I hope you're relating to this, Checkmates.
Yeah.
I mean, hopefully you're not.
Yeah, I mean, I hope you never have to.
But if you can relate to it, I hope it's bringing some comfort. You're not alone. This is a therapy session. Let it all out.
Totally.
Shoot us an email, thecheckandmailbox@gmail.com. Let us know.
Totally.
Let us know what you've been through.
Yeah.
We've got a couple of those. And I was like, we felt less alone when we were getting those emails. Thank 100%. You. Thank you to everyone.
100%.
Thank you to everyone who sent them.
Yeah.
So now I want to get to the fun stuff. The fun stuff of morning is when you look back and go, oh, Jesus Christ. So we had a moment. Bethany and I are members of BJ's Wholesale.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
You can get really good prices.
Really good
prices. Everyone knows this but us.
Yes. And in a future segment, I'm going to talk about credit cards and how to use them properly.
Sure.
And they have a really good credit card.
They sure do.
Yeah. They got a great credit card. Anyway, so I said to Bethany through tears, we are going to go shopping. We are going to live our lives. Mm-hmm. We're going to take out the garbage. We're going to exercise. And you're going, yes, we are.
We are. It's Tuesday. It's been less than 24 hours.
Less than 24 hours. But we needed food.
Yeah, we didn't have any food.
We did not. We had to go food shopping.
Yeah.
So I was like, we're going to BJ's.
Which is so far from our house.
It's not that far.
It's not like running down the block for groceries.
No.
So it's an event.
Yeah, it's an event. We do it like maybe twice a month. Uh-huh. Yeah. So we go to BJ's. We're fine. We're like doing good. We're like, okay, everything's good. You go, you're talking to them about the credit card, blah, blah, blah. Then we get to the frozen food aisle, and you look at me and I look at you, and we both just start vomit crying.
Sob. You know, gentle listener, you know when you don't want to cry, but your face starts to frown automatically?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, again, you're in Midsommar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, that happened to both of us, and we found each other, hugged each other, and sobbed.
Oh.
Sobbed!
Hold on. Bethany's heaving. Right? Uh-huh. And I'm trying to like keep it under control. And there's a family that like starts saddling up to the frozen food aisle and like looks at us and busts a U-turn out. It's like, oh, I don't know what they're, maybe they're breaking up.
Something's happening. Let me tell you
something. We gave them good entertainment for the car ride home because they were probably like, what the fuck were they crying
Let's
about?
Let's take a poll. What do you think happened?
What do you think happened? Break up in the strawberry aisle or what?
Price is too high.
Or was the price, did they not have a coupon?
They didn't get the app.
They didn't get the app.
So then
we
were like, okay, we're just going to get through BJ's. We're just going to get through. We're going to check out. We're going to leave. We're going to be fine.
May I add one more thing?
Please.
I remember you looked at me and goes, why BJ's? Like, why was it BJ's?
But it was. It's like the grocery store for some reason.
Reminded us of her because every time we would go home and then like,
she would be there.
Or I would be like, I miss Mama Sweets.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, me
home.
Too.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it. So it was like, it just, everything was triggering us.
Totally.
Yeah.
So we get out to the parking lot.
Yeah.
We have separate carts. We push our giant separate carts. We're like trying to load the things into the car.
Yep.
Bubbles, the Subaru's trunk is open and up. And I lose it again. And I start sobbing. And Dennis pulls me into a hug. And now I'm sob heave crying in the parking lot of BJ's. And there's just like cars coming and going, looking at us. Like the trunk is open.
Uh-huh.
There are half-loaded groceries.
Half-loaded groceries.
And I am just scream crying into your arms.
You're going, I don't know how I'm going to do this.
I mean, bless everyone. It was
so sweet. I know.
Like just the people who I'm sure passed us.
I know.
Were so lovely.
I know.
So may I go
and we looked awful. We had been crying for like Already we were crying for 24 hours straight.
Yeah. We just watched Final Recall. You know that scene in Total Final Recall? Total. What was Final Recall? What's
You're
that one?
Of the Final Countdown.
Da-da-da-da. Okay.
There was never. Wait, guys.
Final Recall?
We need to make an asylum version of Total Recall called Final Recall.
Final Recall. It's the last time it happened. Total Recall.
Yeah.
Where Arnold Schwarzenegger and his sexy loose girlfriend.
Yeah.
Are on the surface of Mars. And they're like. Yeah. You know, dying because their faces are blowing up from Mars. That's what we looked like.
That's what we looked like.
Our faces were puffy and red from crying. Our eyes were puffy and red from crying. Like blood vessels broken in our eyes from all the crying. We look awful.
When we got in the car,
our clothes are like pajamas.
When we got in the car, through like tears and cry, I was like, I can't breathe. I don't feel good. I don't fucking feel good. And I know.
Crying. It's because the crying. Oh, hello. It's your friend Bethany here. I want to tell you about something very cool that I have just launched. It is a clothing rental website called Bewitch Your Wardrobe. You've probably heard of other clothing rental websites before. The dumb ones that can be so expensive, over $100, and you do not get to choose your clothes, and you do not get to choose how many times you swap out your rentals. With BewitchYourWardrobe.com, it is $50 a month, and you get unlimited clothing swaps all month. And that does not change. I, in the past, have changed out 8 times over the month. So go to bewitchyourwardrobe.com and check it out for yourself. Free shipping, free returns. We clean these suckers beautifully. And the items that you pick are the items they send to you. And if you fall in love with an item you rent, you get to buy it at a deep discount. So bewitchyourwardrobe.com. It's my new rental service. I'm so excited about it. And transform your style again and again. So
look, now it's funny.
Now it's fine.
Now it's funny. Yeah.
So like 2 or 3 days later,
yeah,
we're feeling a little better, but we're still getting used to crying.
Yeah, we're still getting used to it. Yeah.
So I'm sobbing, and you were okay at the moment. And you had just gotten this bomb-ass cereal from BJ's.
Oh, yeah.
What was it?
Cap'n Crunch berries.
No, it was Cap'n Crunch, but it had like frosting on the inside.
No. Oh, shit. No, okay, guys.
It was like the ravioli.
Listen, and it's vegan. Yes. Oh. And it's fucking vegan too. It was Cocoa Krispies.
Oh.
It was like Cocoa Puffs, but it has like a creamy center.
It's like a dessert ravioli.
Yo, dudes, go to Target. It was like 2 for $9, which is like still outrageously priced, but I was like, fuck it, $9 for 2. I was like, I'm getting 2 of these. Yeah, and I was like, they're fucking vegan, too.
So good. Ding. So, Dennis and I have this rule. We do not touch each other's food.
No.
Like, we just don't.
But in this case.
But so that's how I knew that it was an extreme situation is I'm sobbing.
Yeah.
And I have my arm out because I'm crying into my open arm. And you come by and you go, would you like some cereal?
Yeah.
And I was like, yes! So I take just a paw full of cereal and I'm crying eating it.
Yeah.
And then I start to cry again and you come and sit next to me and you move your hand down my arm and I think you're going to hold my hand, but you took some of my cereal.
And I said, give me some of that shit as I'm crying too.
We're both sobbing and eating. And I was like, he's not even going to support me.
No.
But you, of course, did.
Of course.
With the cereal.
Yeah, yeah. Of course I did.
So, yeah.
And so, you know, so those were our funny moments.
Yeah.
If you've had any moments like that, like that you want to share, please, the checkinmailbox@gmail.com. Let it out. Let us know if you were ugly crying at like a TJ Maxx or whatever while you're buying curtains.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so finally, what I want to talk about is how we coped, you know, and what we did. And that was
eating.
Well, no, we watched Zodiac. So I have the special edition.
I have to get my inhaler.
Okay. All right, Bethany, you're alive. You're okay? Okay. That's the inhaler talking. Yeah, there you go. Okay. So I have the special edition 2-disc set. David Fincher, my favorite American director.
Finchy, as we call him.
It's we call him. Yes, as we call him. I got it in Minneapolis for a dollar at a thrift store.
Yeah.
And we've been making a meal out of this DVD set because has like five documentaries in it. And we were just like, I was like, can we just fucking watch Zodiac on loop? That's my comfort movie.
Totally. I was like, because I just was like, I want to watch something that is so separate from the sadness I've gone through. I want to watch true crime.
Yeah.
I want to watch other people mourn death.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you were like, nothing good is on because like there's certain streaming services that are just buying up really crappy true crime documentaries that are not good. Yep. There's one that we tried to watch. I don't remember what it was called and we probably shouldn't shout it out, but it essentially starts with the victim of the crime going, you may wonder how I got here.
Oh, man.
Because she's the one narrating.
Yeah.
It was some shit.
No, I'll say it. It was some shitty Netflix fucking like document. That's why I canceled Netflix. I was like, I only wanted it for the Great British Bake Off, but I'll just save that for when we go to Minneapolis for Christmas and watch it with your mom.
So strange. It was just like, hey, I went to Ibiza. Like, it was just very Ibiza. Weird.
It was really weird. Anyway.
So we watched Zodiac.
So we watched like all of the supplemental materials of Zodiac. We watched the making of, which we were like,
so good.
We were like, through tears, I'm like, that's all I want to do is make movies.
He knows how to light a scene with natural lighting.
So we watched that. We watched the two Zodiac documentaries and then we watched the movie and I was like, that was great. You know
I'm feeling better when I become insufferable.
Oh, you've been insufferable.
So like halfway through our second time watching the full Zodiac movie,
God,
I started going to Dennis, you think they're going to catch him this time? You think they're going to get him this time? And you were like,
shut up.
It never changes, babe. They never catch him. It's the same movie, babe. You'll get cinema. It's the same movie. You'll never catch him. And I was like, Jake Gyllenhaal might get him this time.
And I kept calling him Gyllenhaal to annoy you.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
So that's what we did. We watched Zodiac. We're not. I'm still going through something. I don't know what it is.
It's interesting because you are a typically very happy-go-lucky person.
Yeah.
You wake up excited to be alive, which is something I don't understand.
I haven't been lately.
No, but you're not used to being depressed, and I don't think you're clinically depressed, but I do think you're coming out of a situational depression.
Yes.
And you're not used to it.
No.
And so it's been really interesting to see how it presents for you because it's different for everyone. For me, it presents as being just very sad or just kind of not like
ennui. For you, it's called normal.
Day to day.
For you, it's called Monday. Yes. Am I right?
Yeah, it's mood days. But for you, it presents as like being angry, but without a target. Like, you haven't been angry at me, but I can just tell you're mad.
I'm mad at everything.
Yeah, and it's...
And I'm mad because I lost my best friend.
Totally.
I'm mad because something got taken away from me, and I'm used to being in control of things. And that's why I'm a director. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? As directors are naturally, like, they like to control their situations and their atmospheres. And so, like, I can't control it. It's out of my control.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sad. And and I think that it's coming out is as like, I'm fucking angry.
Yeah. But it makes sense. And I think another thing I want, you know, gentle listener, for you to take from this is it's not, you might be floored by the way that your grieving shows up in your day-to-day life.
Yeah.
And, you know, we have a live chat going while we record these, and we have so many people who have lost family members or pets.
Yep.
Pets are your family members. And are saying, like, it's been 9 years and there are still times that, you know, I break down sobbing.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And so I think be really, really gentle with yourself if you have gone through a loss of any kind, anything that hits you really hard. It may show up 6 months from now, a year from now, and you're not quite sure why.
Yeah.
Just be really gentle with yourself. Don't be too hard on yourself. Like I keep saying to you, Dennis, you feel burned out because you just went through a massive loss. Yep. It's okay yep. that you don't feel like working another 12, 16 hour day nonstop. Yep. It's yep. like, yeah, you've been through something. Even if your brain is feeling a little bit better, your body is still processing everything you've gone through.
Yep.
And it can take a minute.
It does, yeah. And I think that I'm naturally... Not naturally. I'm impatient to get to the next like thing, but you cannot be impatient with grieving.
Right.
And have patience with yourself. Have patience with your partner.
Yes.
Because thank you for being so patient with how I've been. Because I know I haven't been myself. And I keep saying that every day. I'm like, I'm not myself. Here's what I'm going through. It's like I don't want to work on anything. Mm-hmm. I don't want to do anything. Like I'm just bleh.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I went through all my 35mm rolls of film like that were scanned and all these CDs I transferred to hard drives today, and you think that would make me happy, and you were like, was that nice? I was like, I'm so fucking sad looking at all those photos, and I'm like, oh my god, like everything is sad, you know.
So
I'm still in a funk. This helped.
Yes.
Talking helps. We're going to go see my family tomorrow. That's going to help a lot.
Totally.
Turns out, you know, we're going to go see a good friend of mine next week, like, and hang out with his family. Make sure you're with your friends, your families, people that you love. I encourage, like, whatever your support. And where my privilege lies is not monetary, but it is my family.
Mm-hmm.
I have a good family, and that's where we are privileged. Not everyone has the privilege of having a good family.
Totally.
And that beats money any day for me.
Like, absolutely.
That beats rich parents for me any day of the week. Mm-hmm. And so I'm so happy that I get to go see them, because I've been talking to my sister. She's excited. She know, you know, they know we just lost Minerva.
Yep.
They know the loss of a pet, how horrible it is. And it's going to be a great time. We're going to see them. It's going to be nice. And go out. Go see people. The more we went out, the better we felt.
Totally.
When we went out and got our library cards,
if
you're a patron or a hero, it's up there. Lost tapes.
That was like the first day we didn't cry.
The first day we didn't cry. Right. And we were like, wow, it turns out getting out of the house is like really good. And that was one thing we did. We got out a lot.
Yes.
We kept going on our walks.
Yep.
We were like, let's get out of the house. Let's just go for a drive.
Yep.
Go somewhere.
Yep.
You know?
We told our neighbor, like one of our neighbors who has these two dogs that we love so much.
Yep.
Not the dumb ones. These other two dogs we love so much.
Yeah.
You know, you told her. And so when I passed her on my walk, she was just devastated. And it was so nice to have someone who's a animal lover be just like, I know where you are. It's awful. And I'm sorry. Just like the more people who know and can say to you, that is a devastating pain. You're like, okay, it's awful, but I am so not alone in feeling just this awful loss. And there are so many people who aren't animal people. And so this sounds insane to them.
I know.
But it's just, it's this being that loves you unconditionally disappears, and you can't explain to them why or what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just like, it's
heartbreaking.
It's awful.
It's heartbreaking.
And so that's why we're never getting a pet again.
No. One last thing that I'm really proud of us.
Yeah.
And this goes back to my sort of like financial revelation.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't trauma spend.
No.
We didn't spend any money. We actually like went out and did free things.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't buy anything.
The only things we bought were the night that we were about to leave Minerva at the hospital, and we bought all of the frosting. Yeah.
We bought food
that
one night because I was like, there's no way I'm cooking tonight. And that's fine.
Yeah.
But I'm saying post that, we didn't like use retail as therapy. Mm-hmm. We didn't try to search for dopamine. We just cried and we worked. And we dealt with it.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like we dealt with it in very healthy ways. And you're right. I'm in the aftermath, and I'm definitely going through depression, but I have no desire to like spend my feelings and like try to fill a hole with it.
I'm so impressed. And I hope I told you this. I hope I told you this.
No.
That like this would have been the perfect excuse
to
basically fall off the wagon of really controlling your spending, and you absolutely didn't.
No, I didn't. I have bought one thing, but I'll save that for the next episode.
Yeah, and it was like $20.
$25.
I just kind of want to leave with a couple things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. No, let's leave on a good, nice note. Yeah.
I think, so there is a model of grief that I'm sure everyone has heard of, but if you have not, it's been really, really helpful to me. So the saying that like time heals all wounds. No, it doesn't.
No.
In that, like our chat is saying, 9-10 years later, you can still be hit with that massive wave of sadness. But if you think of grief as a room, mm-hmm. and there is a big button on the wall, and the button is grief, and when you hit it, you feel awful and sad, and you miss your person and all of that. When you first have that loss, there is a rubber ball in that room that is the exact size of the room. And so it was pressing up against that grief button the entire time. As time goes on, the ball gets smaller and smaller. So there are fewer times that it's going to hit that grief button, but it is still going to occasionally hit that grief button.
Yeah.
And so you will feel the full amount of sadness, but it will happen less often as time goes on.
Yeah.
And so I think knowing that is incredibly helpful, because it means that when you do feel that massive wave of pain 10 years later, it doesn't mean you haven't done a good job grieving or processing or healing. It just means that the little rubber ball hit the big grief button that one time, and you're going to feel it, and that's okay, and it's normal, and you didn't do a bad job. The other thing that I want to remind people of is that grieving will not kill you.
No.
I know a couple of people who have some pretty awful things that have happened to them that they just won't deal with, because they feel that if they even go there, they will not come out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, they will die. It will be so painful that they won't come out of it. And that won't happen. You will get through it. And I was telling one of our gentle listeners on the live stream who was saying, you know, I have animals and I'm dreading the day that they pass away. Mm-hmm. And I said to her, it's going to suck. Mm-hmm. You are going to be devastated.
Yep.
And then you are going to be okay.
Yep.
And so now that you know how the future is going to look, and that at the end of it, you're going to be okay, just enjoy them right now, because you know that it's all going to be okay.
Yep. And every day is their birthday.
Totally.
Spoil them rotten.
Totally.
They don't have a lot of time with us, and they bring such joy to our lives. Spoil them rotten.
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. Spoil them rotten.
And if you are someone who somehow made it through this entire episode and you're not an animal person, first of all, bless you. Thank you for sticking around.
Thanks for hanging out. Yeah.
If you have someone in your life who is so attached to their animal, or they lose an animal and you don't quite understand why it's such a big deal, It's okay that you don't understand. Just be there for them, and just trust that they're devastated, because it's devastating.
It's devastating.
Yeah, just be there for them.
And so with that, folks, we want to thank you for listening to this very special episode of The Check-In. You know where to reach us. Thecheckinmailbox@gmail.com. We'll be back in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Back in the same format that you're used to.
Totally.
We're going to be celebrating my birthday, motherfuckers.
Yeah, the next episode is Dennis's birthday episode.
My birthday is April 7th.
Get your vegan recipes ready.
Ding! So thank you again. And if you want to reach out to us, thecheckinmailbox@gmail.com. We want to hear all your stories.
Hell yeah, we do.
Okay, we love you guys.
Bye.